Welcome back to another episode of Faith and Fame. In this episode, I'll be sharing my journey into full-time entrepreneurship and discussing how the Proverbs 31 woman was a great example of an entrepreneur. I'll also be giving you biblical references about why ownership is in God's plan for everyone, in addition to providing you with the step-by-step process to obtaining your very own LLC. This is Faith and Fame with Brittany Q. Hill. Stay tuned.
Y'all, I have some amazing news for you guys. So your girl did a thing. I'm gonna just jump right into it. She is officially an entrepreneur, y'all, like full-time entrepreneur. I finally got my LLC. I don't know what took me so long to do because I've been running my business. I just didn't take the time to make it officially official. So I am officially a full-time entrepreneur and I'm so excited. It's something that I've been wanting to do for a long time, but if I'm honest, I think I was scared. There's something so reassuring and securing about having a steady check that you know is gonna come regardless of what day it is, regardless of, you know, any type of rainy weather, whether it's a global pandemic like we're going through right now. There's just something so reassuring about having a steady paycheck. But I believe that God has been calling me to entrepreneurship for a long time, full-time entrepreneurship for a long time. And I sincerely believe that entrepreneurship is a calling. So one thing that I would say for anybody who is also aspiring to be a full-time entrepreneur or a business owner, make sure that God is calling you to it, right? And that's not to discourage anybody, but being a full-time entrepreneur means that you gotta be consistent. There's gonna be some days where you gotta weather the storm. And so if you are not rooted in God and what He's calling you to do, I think it'll be pretty easy to sink, but that's an episode all by itself. So I was sharing my news on social media and it just dawned on me that the Proverbs 31 woman was an entrepreneur too. Well, what made me think of that? So let me give you a little backstory. A couple years ago, I was sitting on my couch and I remember praying and asking God for very specific things within my career, within my relationships. And I remember Him telling me, everything will happen for you when you turn 31. And at the time I was like, 31? That's 3 years from now. That's a long time from now. And I got really discouraged because I'm like, why 31? Fast forward, we're here in 2020. Your girl just turned 31 back in January. God had reminded me of that conversation. So I was praying and I was like, God, why did you say 31 out of all ages, which is such a random number? Why did you say 31? It could have been 25, it could have been 40, but like 31? And He told me that 31 was symbolic of me becoming a Proverbs 31 woman. And so, not to my surprise, being that I'm 31, it's amazing how all these things that I have been praying for, believing for, just waiting on the full manifestation for is now finally happening. One being my LLC. I've become a full-time entrepreneur and it's just exciting because if God is doing this thing, then I know that all the other things that I pray for are also soon to come. And so that's just really exciting. So what I wanted to talk to you guys today about was about being a Proverbs 31 woman. What does that look like? What does that even mean? So I want to jump into the word. That's the Bible for all of you guys that don't know. For those of you who don't read your word often, I would encourage you to go ahead and start doing that. But I wanted to highlight a few key verses that really ministered to me. I'm not going to go through the whole chapter because we would be here all day. So I would encourage you to open up the Bible and read it for yourself and really study it. But for now, I'm going to review three key verses that I think would be very helpful for you because they were helpful for me. Just gonna break them down a little bit. So the first verse that I want to highlight is Proverbs 31:16, and I got you right here. If you don't have a Bible nearby, you don't have the Bible app, don't even worry about it, I got you. So we're gonna talk about Proverbs 31:16 first. And so it reads, she considers a field and she buys it. Boss moves. She considers a field and buys it. From her profits, she plants a vineyard. So let me just paint the visual for you really quick, okay? Imagine being in your car, driving down the highway, minding your business, and you come across a few acres of land, beautiful grass, just gorgeous. You hop out the car to see about it. You're walking the field and you're like, I want it, so I'm gonna buy it. Sis literally pulled out her checkbook and wrote a check right then and there and purchased a couple acres of land. If there's nothing else that's boss about that, being able to purchase a couple acres of land without having to ask a man to do it, having to purchase a business loan, but being able to pull out the checkbook and buy it right then and there, sis, that's boss moves. And then it goes on to say, From her profits, she plants a vineyard. So what that tells me is that, number one, the Lord desires for us to be good stewards over our money. And ownership has always been a part of God's blessing. Essentially, that's what entrepreneurship is, right? Like owning your own business, having access to your profits and being able to invest however you choose to invest. I think that's amazing. So that's what entrepreneurship is ownership. And it's comforting to know that's what God desires for us, to be able to own some stuff and being able to take what we own and flip it, right? Being a responsible steward of your money. And I think I have to mention this. This is not in Proverbs, but being a responsible steward over your money also means paying your tithes. And I know we hate to talk about that because it is something that you have to be disciplined with, but I am a firm believer, and I'm speaking from experience, that when you sow into good ground, when you are faithful over the fruits of your harvest, that God would only multiply it. That's another testimony for another day. So yeah, that's the first verse I wanted to highlight. And then the next verse I wanted to highlight is Proverbs 31:24, and I got you again right here. But it says, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchants. What this tells me is that God has given us strategy, right? Sis wasn't just out here winging it, trying to figure out what to do, but she was skilled at making things. For example, if you know you can't cook, sis, you ain't got no business opening up a restaurant. Why would you do that? You can't even cook at home. How are you gonna open up a restaurant? Or let's say you wanna be a designer, right? A clothing designer. Sis, you don't even know how to sew your own stuff. How are you gonna be a designer? You know what I mean? So what I would say is, like, God gives us strategy, meaning he gives us these talents and these gifts to milk them, to use them. So if you are great and you have a natural knack for interior decorating, sis, do that. Open up a business with interior decorating. But don't go doing something that you know that you're not even passionate about, you're not good about. So when it comes to opening up your business, starting your LLC, focus on the things that you're naturally gifted at, things that you're actually passionate about. Don't just get out there and wing it, because that's, for me, a sure way to fail. And then lastly, I'm going to keep this really brief. The last verse I want to highlight is Proverbs 31:28. And again, it's right here. It says, her children rise up and call her blessed, but her husband also praises her. And so what this says to me was that her husband saw her as a commodity. He didn't praise her because she was fine, because she was curvaceous, because she could put it down in the bedroom. He praised her because of what she brought to the table. Sis, that speaks volumes. A man who is looking for a wife and for a helpmeet wants somebody that he knows is going to be a great partner. Not somebody that's going to be a liability, but somebody who's going to be an asset. So I would challenge you to ask yourself, what do you bring to the table? We always talk about, yeah, I want a man with a lot of money. I want a man that does this and does that and owns this and owns that. But sis, what do you own? What are you bringing to the table? Why are you an asset and not a liability? And so I just think that's so profound, that the Proverbs 31 woman was so much more than just being ready for a man or ready for a husband. She was a boss in her own right. She was an entrepreneur. She knew how to make money. She knew how to flip it. And so I think that's what we should aspire to do and be as well. And then just really quick, for anybody who is aspiring to start her own business, her own LLC, it's a really easy and quick process. So I'm going to give you the quick steps, but you can, you know, do your own research and figure out how you want to go about it. But the first thing to get your LLC, establish what your business is going to be. Again, focus on your passions and your natural talents, things that come easily to you. That way that you'll actually you'll enjoy it and not feel like you're actually working. Once you establish what that is, come up with the name, find something catchy. And when you do that, what you're going to do is, or my suggestion would be, to go to LegalZoom.com and conduct a search within the state that you plan to start your business. So if you live in California, you're going to go to LegalZoom, type in the name of your business, and then it's going to give you an option to select which state. Once you pick your state, it'll tell you whether that name or that business title is available. If it is, snatch it up. Don't do it on LegalZoom though. That's my personal opinion. Once you see that the name is available in your state, you're going to go to that state's Secretary of State website, okay? And you're going to file what's called the Articles of Organization. That's the filing of your business. Typically takes 5 to 7 business days for it to process, and they'll get back to you, let you know that it was either approved or denied. Once you do that, make sure you get the approval first. But once you do that, then you are going to obtain an EIN number. You're going to do that by going to irs.gov. You want to make sure that your business has been approved first, because if you get your EIN number first and then you get the response back that your business has not been approved, you've essentially got this social security number for a business that's not even existent. So make sure you do it in order. Once you get your EIN number, sis, now you can go ahead and open up a business account for your business, for your LLC. This is what you're going to use to conduct all financial business. You don't want to write personal checks when it's for your business. So that's why opening up a business account is essential. Not only that, but you're going to have receipts to be able to write things off when it comes time to file your taxes, which is so clutch. And then lastly, once you get your EIN, you get your business account, you're going to want to establish what's called an operating agreement, which is basically like a contract that specifies what everyone's role is within that company. This is primarily for if you have employees. This gives them a breakdown of what's expected of them, what their roles and duties are going to be. But even if it's just you running your business with no employees, at least you have kind of like a prototype, a manuscript of how you plan to conduct your business. And then from there, sis, just get your coin and get your bag and make your paper. I hope this was a blessing to you guys. I just really wanted to get this off of me because so often when we think about the Proverbs 31 woman, we always think of it as a woman being ready for a man. And that's not a bad thing, but she was so much more than that, which means you are so much more than that. Make sure that you are preparing adequately for your man so that you can be the proper helpmeet. Bring something to the table. You want that man to feel like he hit the jackpot, sis. Like he just won the greatest gift of all. And so that's how I look at it. I want to be the prize that I am. And I want my man to feel like when, you know, we do come together, that I want him to feel like he's unwrapping his greatest gift yet. And sis, I'm coming with my own bag, my own coin, my own paper, and you should want to do the same. Subscribe here. Make sure you turn on your notifications so any future videos that I post, you'll have access to. And I really appreciate y'all watching. Until next time, stay blessed.
Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Faith and Fame with Brittany Q. Hill. Be sure to subscribe and make sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes. See you next week.